Okay, Hilchos Shabbos. We're trying to do this like in some sort of normal way, where it's we can actually get some more than basic understanding, but it's a little tough. So Ketasim Asuras, a few things that are also on Shabbos. Tzadi Gimel Seifim, right? So there's 93 Seifim in here. So we're up to Sif Tes. Also Lirdas Dvasha Mechuba Bekaveres. This one's not so negeya. You're not allowed to take off the honeycomb when it's attached to the beehive on Shabbos, and you can't squeeze out for the honey. Even if it was detached from it, from yesterday, from the kaveras. Because this is the malacha of dush, which is called threshing. Okay, it's not so negev. Let's say you didn't chop it up before Shabbos. As I had the vash, hazamimenu b'Shabbos, asr. The honey that comes from it on Shabbos is asr. But the honey that goes in the kaveres is mutter because it's already considered a shtickle detached. Hold on one sec. Okay, Yud. Peiros fruit that's spread apart in a house or in a chotzer.
Are you still by the wedding?
Mutter lekabzam. It's mutter to gather them together. But if it's spread out
Everyone,
this way and
everyone
that way, and meaning if it's
started in only the hall.
basically if you have a bunch of fruit in your yard. And it's in the yard and it's gathered. And it's gathered, it's meaning it's basically gathered. So then you're allowed to gather together. But let's say it gets spread out all over. Let's say you take jelly beans. I don't know why everybody loves using jelly beans as a mussel when it comes to the Shabbos. So it's mutter to that, meaning it gets spread all over, then it's not mutter. There's a big tircha to gather them. Then also,
You can't gather them into a basket. You malaket it, and you take that. You can pick them up, and you can eat them one at a time. But you cannot gather them and put them into a basket, right? So the shaila is, if that happens in your house, let's say a bunch of grapes, or like we said, jelly bean. Well, jelly beans maybe it's not natural, but a bunch of grapes, fall off, fall on the floor. So then it's I don't know, it's a shyly that whether you can do it or not, but it seems like
They touch it as over a big area. So
what?
it sounds like inside. They touch it as over a big area. If it's spread out over a
Yeah, but the
wide
question
area,
is how big area, because how big an area
I
is it?
would assume the room in the house is not a big area, but since maybe some kind of like a
I don't
field.
know. I'm not sure. I don't know what exactly the gather is.
And
Kidney is for
some dirt.
Kadaima. I don't know. So, kidney is for Kadaima, shooting. So, kidneys and those similar things that are in their seed, that are in their peels. So, if they're still moist and red, ruin gamkin and they're edible. The kidney is, you're allowed to open them and take out the bean. It's like separating food from food, which is okay. Meaning the mlach of dash is taking good from the bad, sort of similar to butter. But if the klipas are already dry, so they're not edible, and they're not really anymore to eat. Also, the kidney is, you cannot take the kidneys from them. And you can't take walnuts from the green shells, and the same thing with sesame seeds from the klipa. So this is a little bit of a shaila. If anybody likes to eat peanuts, right? How do you eat peanuts? It just said that if the, what do you call that? What, I don't know what there's a name for that purple thing that's around the peanut. I don't know what it's called. Not purplish reddish thing. I'm
The
assuming
shaft.
everybody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know
The
what it's
chaff.
called,
It's a
but of
ch it's
course,
a
I don't know what it's called. Shaft.
Yeah, so then what that how do you take that off? According to this, what the kids of Shulchan Aruch are saying, how do you take that off on Shabbos? Right? It's not edible. I don't think it's that. Is it edible?
Why? You
I don't
don't
think
need it
it's
with that?
what, that soft thing?
Well, there's the brown shell,
Right.
and then there's the purple thing that you could definitely eat it. I've eaten many peanuts with it on.
Really?
I never knew you're supposed to take it off.
Okay, you make me feel better. Does everybody agree with that, or I don't know. I heard of people eating kiwi with the peel also.
No, I don't do that.
Well, the what do you eat? You eat the brown part around the peanut?
No, he didn't say the brown part. He said the in there's like another purple layer on top of the peanut
The
inside the
purple hard
shell. The
shell,
purple,
the
like it's
hard,
like
not
almost like a
the.
paper. Almost like a paper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I take that off.
I thought everybody takes that off.
Yeah,
Everybody takes
if
it off. Okay. Oh, so okay,
it's
so
on,
double
I
dose.
eat it. I'm not taking it off.
Okay. Okay. Good. So now you, David, you made my night because
It's bad
halachically,
enough I gotta take off the shell. Now you want me to take off something else? It's not worth it then.
halachically, it's really unclear why you're allowed to take that off, based on what the kids of Shulchan Aruch just said. Right?
When in doubt, don't.
Okay, so then David's doing correct. Now, so if you say that it's edible, okay, so then you're fine. Right? If you say that it's edible, so then it's you're taking oichel from oichel, so it's not psoilus from oichel, so then it makes it a lot better.
I mean, it
But
might
if you say
explain
it's,
some things in my life now,
how
but
does it make it better? That's a different story.
how does it make it better? If you don't want to eat it now and you're taking it off, then it becomes
Not
pesul.
Poyro, not Poyro, not Poyro, not because of Poyro, because of Dosh.
Because of dash.
Yeah. Poyro is not
But
an issue because
who
it's not
cares?
considered
But
a
who cares?
taruvus.
But who cares if you eat it or don't eat it? If it's dash, it's dash.
Because he's just said when it's food from food, when the walnut
It's
nut
not
is
dash.
green, so when it's
Not
food from
dash.
food, so then it's that's much better off. Yeah. Anyways, okay, whatever. Whatever people do, but it seems like it's mutter, just a matter of trying to figure out how it's mutter. Fine. Yud Beis. Also, lischot peiros l'tzarich hamashkin. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit if you want liquid. V'lochein also lischot lemonim, lemons. L'toich hamayim lasis mashke shakarin lemonade. You're not allowed to make lemonade. If you limtzah it's pri b'piv yeshasim. You can't even to squeeze out a fruit into your mouth. There are those that say it's also. So basically the post can say what that means is that when you hold the fruit in your hand and you just suck it that way, so then that's a problem. But when you put the whole fruit into your mouth and then you suck it that way, then it's okay.
What about lemon? What about lemon and fish?
So we didn't get to
But I'm saying, how's it
that.
different from the mouth? How's
What?
squeezing out
What's
the
that? We'll
fish
get to
different
it.
from?
We'll get to it. We'll
Okay,
get
fine.
to it. Okay. V'yesh lizar al kopanim. But at least by grapes, right? You shouldn't squeeze out the grapes and to throw away the klipas, the peel of the grapes. Right? Other fruits, you could be saying of that there's, I mean, it's a machlokes. He says yesh, which means yesh, with a yesh matirim. But olives and grapes, like you just said, and maybe nowadays even lemons, right? Now that's much more machmer because basically anything that's meant to be squeezed for liquid, and that's the normal thing to do, is much more chamer than stam a regular fruit. Although nowadays they make fruit juice out of every type of fruit, so the whole thing is very vague. Okay, but let's see. But if you don't need the liquid that's coming out, then you can squeeze it. Salad, the gherkin, you're allowed to squeeze. What do you call it? Cucumbers, lettuce, cucumbers, and all that because you don't care about the liquid. Right? Now, let's do one more and then we'll discuss it. This is probably one of the most common Friday afternoon questions that gets asked. And a woman cannot squeeze the milk from her breasts into a cup or into a pot, and then give it to her son. Meaning, if a woman wants to pump on Shabbos, it's usher to do. Right? But she is allowed to squeeze out a little milk from herself in order to get the baby to latch on. That's okay. Meaning, even the baby nursing from the mother is not simple, but that's obviously the way Hashem created it, so that's the way it's supposed to be. But Hashem didn't set it up that you should squeeze it out and put it into a cup, right? So nowadays with the pumping, it's really, really di very difficult to be matter it. Although, let's just finish and then we'll discuss it. But also lahat is. And it's also to squeeze from the milk on something for refuah, if it's no sakana, but loy tzari yisera, not a lot of tzar. So basically, there's no pumping allowed. If
What
a woman
about
does have to pump because she's in pain, let's say if she's in pump, if she has to pump because she's in pain, so then what the pais can say to do is, at the minimum, she has to spill out the milk. And better is to put some soap into the bottle that she's pumping into so that it immediately gets ruined. There are poskim that allow, and I tell people that they could do this based on the poskim that allow it. And the Star K just came out with a pump like this with a clock on it. And if the woman could put the pumps on her before the pump turns on and straps it onto her, so basically she's doing nothing, right? She did everything before it went on, then it goes on, then she's allowed to save the milk and drink it. And the baby can drink it. Shlomo Zalman Aruch says a newborn that is meant to have mother's milk and they can't because of preemie or all those things. Then Shlomo Zalman does matter squeezing the milk and pumping regularly.
But how do you, so you can re attach it and remove it as long as it's set on Shabbos mode?
What do you mean? You have to put it on Shabbos. You have to put it. She has to put it on herself before the pump turns on.
Before Shabbos or just before it turns on?
No. Every time it turns on, every 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is.
That sounds like
Oh,
you
so she
don't need
has
a
to.
Star K one. Just get a regular one and put it on a Shabbos clock.
Yeah,
Put it in the
but
on
no, you
position.
don't need the Star K, but a lot of the new pumps don't work with Shabbos clocks. Like the same way a lot of the air conditioners don't work with Shabbos clocks because they're digital. So there's a something called a switchbot who I should get a piece of the pie, how much money I've sent them. Switchbot is basically a clock, little clock that has a little finger and it presses the button to turn on the pump. And then you could use the electric pumps.
If the baby has an eye infection or something like that, can the milk can help? Can she squeeze on that?
That's what it said. I think that would be included in the last thing the kids have said. Right?
That what? That's the that's dangerous for the baby. That's sakana or not sakana?
He said, well, I don't, eyes is usually sakana. So if you get the, depending on what type of eye thing it is. Now, what you said about the squeezing the lemon onto the fish. So squeezing, when the liquid is in the lemon and it's going to be squeezed into food, that's considered food to food, and therefore there's no iser. That's why it's very confusing to people because squeeze a lemon onto salmon, let's say, because it's food to food. You're not allowed to squeeze the lemon into a cup because that's food to drink. That's not allowed, right? The same thing, if you want to add lemon, you want to squeeze fresh lemon into your tea, you're not allowed to. But what you
Right,
can
but
do, according to
let's say
some
if you.
paiskim, is you squeeze it, 1 second, you squeeze it onto sugar that's in the spoon because that's oichel to oichel, and then you put the spoon with the lemon into the tea.
So, and if you have food in your mouth, that would be still considered like a drink?
I don't know. I would think if you have food in your mouth and you squeeze out the lemon, it's going from food to food. I would think that's okay, but I'm not sure. I hear that's a good point.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, you're Dalit. But the liten shuman karish al maichacham, you're allowed to take. This is also a very common question with lotus and chocolate and what's it called? Those desserts? Souffle. I think it's a souffle, it's called. Right, so motalita and shuman karosh al maichel cham. You're allowed to take fat that's congealed and put it onto something hot. Afal pi shehu nimuach, even though it's going to melt. right? Now you just took a solid and made it into a liquid. So the kitzur is paskening. These are very complicated halachas. Exactly when it's us and when it's mutter. I don't know. It's very complicated. It's just it's technical. So the kitzur is allowing it because the melted fat's going straight into the food. So mamela, that's okay. But that's because it was cooked once before and then it congealed and then it's going back, right? So the shaila is, can you melt stam chocolate and those type of things? But that you can't do because you're creating a new entity. If it goes into a food, then it's okay. Right? And along those lines, ashelag va'barod, snow and ice, ain't meraskanas of yadayim, you're not allowed to squeeze them with your hands, dahinu l'sharon l'chatichas, to break them into chatichas, k'teshi yezuvu meimav, so that the liquid falls out. Aval naisenu l'sech ha'kois shel yayin, but you could put it into the kais of wine, aymayim k'tei l'tzanana, in order to cool it off. Right? V'hu nimuach me'elav v'ein ha'chashash, then it melts by itself and there's no chashash. Right? That's a classic. You could take ice, you can't, you shouldn't melt ice with your hands, but you can put it into your drink. You shouldn't wash your hands with water that has snow and ice in it. You should make sure that little chips of ice don't go in between your hands. So it shouldn't be considered like crushing it. You're allowed to smash ice in order to take water from under it, right? Meaning that's not because you're breaking the ice and then whatever little melts, that's fine. But what we're saying you can't do is to purposely create water from ice. And to go to the bathroom in the snow, if it's possible, then you should be careful not to do that. You shouldn't go to the bathroom on mud or any sort of loose earth that's loose. Okay, yeah, right. Tesvav. Oichel amorav and psilus. Here we go with a little bit of butter. Food that's mixed in with junk. What deliver us oichel mitecha psilus? You're allowed to take the good from the bad. Avaloyas psilus mitecha oichel, but not the bad from the good. Vagamas oichel also liver al yidei kli. You can't use a kli. Ella dafka v'yadi, you have to use a hand, right? So there's two. The first t'nai to do butter is you got to take the good from the bad. The second is that you can't use a utensil that's meant to separate things. V'gama sa'ichal also lira ali dekli ali dafka v'yadi, just said that. V'dafka mashu tzarech lechol miyad. Also, it has to be used for food for immediate use. V'afil ma'acholim sh'roitzim livra mashu yoichlu ata, and even food that you want to do butter on. And what that you're eating now, liver, lechol ata, you have to only do butter on what you're eating now. Liver, laniach, and don't do butter for what's going to be later, meaning that you want to place it down for later. Lechol ata, because what you want to eat now is considered food. Laniach, and what you want to separate for later is considered psilis, junk. And even to peel onions, or garlic, or anicham, also mishum bar. A lot of people make this mistake. You can't go peeling, you're allowed to peel apples and oranges and fruits for immediate use. For later use, it's not allowed. Only what you need right away. And the top part of the garlic that goes around the pieces. It's also to, there are those that say it's also to take it up, even to eat right away. Mishum Davi Mefarik told the Dadisha, like we discussed before, with the thing that's around the peanut, because that's considered Mefarik, which is a tolda of Disha. Fine. So again, that's the same issue that we were discussing with the peanuts. How is it mutter to do that? Fine. Tez Zayin. I feel midi the la bar achila shayich is a brayer. You can have brayer even with things that are not food. Could go into kalim, ukiyatzibay, kalim and similar things. Demashu writes el hashtamish by ata havi kama echo. What they want to use it for now is like food. Vashar havi kama psilus, and the rest is like psilus. Fine. Is that the first round? I think you said that. That's the first round, right?
One second, let me look up. I'm sorry.
Tazayan, yeah.
The first round is finishing Tazayin, yes.
Yeah.
And the next one
Okay.
is Yud Zayin through Chavav.